our pleasure today to have a group that we made arrangements with some time ago to have join us. We wanted to be sure they were on close to the Whiskey Rebellion Festival, which begins this coming Friday in Washington, Pennsylvania. They will be playing there a week from today on July 13th. You'll meet all four of them throughout this hour and get a chance to hear a number of songs. But let's get started right away. Here are the Bow Street Players.
There's a piercing wintry breeze blowing through the budding trees, and I'm buttoning up my coat to keep me warm. But the days are on the mend when I'm on the road again, with my fiddle snuggled close beneath my arm. I've a fine bell hat and a straw pair of brogues. I've got drawers and in me pocket party bow. And me fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I'm as happy as a king when I catch a breath of spring, and the grass is turning green as winter ends. And the wheat are on the wing, and the thrushes start to sing, and I'm headed down the road to see my friends. I've a fine bill hat and a strong pair of brogues, and a rosin in me pocket for me bow. And the fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and hustle. I have friends in every town as I ramble up and down, making music at the markets and the fairs, through the donkeys and the creels, with the farmers making deals, and the yellow-headed tinker selling wares. I've a fine bill hat, and a strong pair of robes, and a rosin in me pocket for me bow. And me fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and my flow. Small, to the rich and poor alike, and foe and friend. And when we turn again, may our bones and hurt and friend, and may peace and joy be with you until then. I've a fine bill hat and a strong pair of robes, and a rosin in me pocket for me bow. And me fiddle strings are new, and I've learned a tune or two, so I'm well prepared to ramble and must go. I've a fine bill hat.
The Bow Street Players at the Saturday Light Brigade, and I'm going to turn to Bob Stark because I've known Bob the longest. Tell me a bit about the song you just played first off.
It's our traditional opening set song, so most Bow Street Players sets open with that, unless we're playing a wedding.
And how long have the Bow Street Players been playing together?
What, 1990, you think?
Well, we started in 1990, playing Renaissance and Baroque music.
Huh.
And after about 8 or 9 years, we decided to play early American music because we were kind of interested in that history. And then shortly after that, we started playing Celtic music. So we've had about 30 years together.
That's interesting. A lot of folks would play in multiple bands to get those kinds of different experiences or maybe work solo. But the four of you have done that together through those changes?
Well, Susan, Matt, and I have been together for all that time. Bob is a newer addition, but we all live on Bow Street in Washington, so
okay.
Hence the name.
I was wondering about that. That voice you just heard, was that of Harold Hartker, is
yes.
it? I've got that right. Do you get a question mark after Hartker a
yeah.
lot?
Yes.
I would get that after Berger or Berger. Berger. Harold, tell me about yourself. Are you from this area originally? Or?
Well, we've lived in this area now for 42 years, and I grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I was a social worker, worked with Mercy Behavioral Health for 25 years, and now I'm retired.
Great. Well, thanks. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
And let's turn right over to Susan, who was playing penny whistle on that song. And I should say that Harold was playing guitar on that tune. And is it penny whistle? Did I get that right?
That was penny whistle.
Okay, I thought so. And I don't want to make any assumptions. Your last name is also Hartker.
Yes,
I'm
it is.
Gathering your spouses.
Yes.
tell me a little bit more about you.
I taught in the McGuffey School District, and I've been retired for 3 years.
Excellent. What did you teach?
I taught mostly first grade, some kindergarten.
Well, it's great to have you here. And then the other member of the band just put on a bouzouki, I do believe. Am I right?
Well, yes, you could call it a bouzouki, or it's also called a cittern, depending on where they come from.
Yeah.
This is a 10-string, basically octave mandolin, more of the Irish origins.
And Matthew Boyce, is who you're hearing, he was playing drums on the, you had a hand drum, right, on the previous song?
No, I was on the fiddle on that song. The drum was coming up later.
I'm not paying attention. On the sound check. You had a drum. You've got a lot of different instruments. Tell me about your life.
I was a teacher, 3 years retired now. I was a music teacher most recently from the Quaker Valley High School, did choirs, and have worked in Peters Township and other places doing marching bands and high school choirs and church work and all kind of musical stuff.
Well, it's great to have all of you here. We're going to have you play another song, and then we'll talk about how people can hear you at the Whiskey Rebellion in a moment. Bob, what's next?
The Boys of Blue Hill, featuring Susan on the whistle.
And you'll also hear Matt on the bones later on.
Ah, yeah. Thank you.
Boy, Matt could do a workout tape there. He's got those bones up in each arm moving around. Honestly, that's got to be hard. You know, if you do that at a dance for a long time.
Yeah.
The Bow Street Players are who you are listening to from Bow Street in Washington. And a huge event. You know, I was reading, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, a book called Amity and Prosperity. Do I have that right? I think I do. Amity and Prosperity. I turned to Ricky because we were reading it at the same time. It's a book about fracking and related environmental issues. But there's a sidebar on the Whiskey Rebellion and the appropriateness, at least in terms of the community, and the story of the Whiskey Rebellion, which was a really good story talking about it. It's a chapter or two in the book, which could be excerpted alone. One chapter is a story, but you can learn more about the Whiskey Rebellion next week. When will you be performing, and what else is in store throughout the days?
Well, there's a lot that's happening throughout the day, both on Saturday, which is the big day, but it starts Thursday night with some musical performances at the main stage. Friday night, there's additional musical performances. We will be playing at the Bradford House at 12:15 on Saturday. That's the David Bradford House. He was a leader of the Whiskey Rebellion, and it's on Main Street in Washington. And then we'll be playing at 1:30 on the main stage, which is just a few feet over from the Bradford House, and that's a covered stage there, and that's the main stage for all the Whiskey Rebellion big musical performances. There will be street performances. There's a parade on Saturday morning, and it's just a lot of stuff going on all the time, and there are shuttles that go back and forth to the Pioneer fort and camp that's at the Washington Park. So a lot of people really enjoy that as well.
Now, can anybody give a quick story about the Whiskey Rebellion and what it's about?
Well, what it's about is whiskey, but more specifically, a whiskey tax that was imposed by the federal government. And the whiskey farmers, or the farmers in Washington Green County and also in Westmoreland County, were objecting to paying the tax because they thought they weren't going to be taxed without representation. And so they actually tarred and feathered one of the tax collectors that came out to see them, and they resisted paying this tax. And finally, George Washington, who was president at the time, decided that he had to put a show of force to make sure that people understood that when the federal government had a regulation or a law, that people had to abide by it. So he sent his forces out, and there was a little bit of a skirmish, but in the end, the federal mandate won out.
But you still do tar and feather somebody every year, isn't that
right.
True?
In chocolate.
Yeah, in chocolate. Yeah. Who gets that honor, or how's that decided? You may not know.
That's up to the Historical Society to make those decisions.
I would imagine a donation of some sort might be involved to tar and feather the person of your choice.
Yep.
Do you know what they use instead of feathers, or is it chocolate?
No, it is feathers.
Oh, it's chocolate and feathers. Yeah. That sounds fun. You can learn more at the Whiskey Rebellion Festival website. We've also linked to their Facebook page with a photo of the band here, too. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. The Bow Street Players are here. We should mention whose grandkids are here? These kids?
Well, these are Maggie and Beckett. And
hello.
They're our grandchildren from Chicago, and they're visiting with us for the summer, as they have for several years now.
How nice. It's great to have you here. I have a brother and sister-in-law who live in Chicago, and I enjoy seeing them. And you've got a little bit of a different weather. It's probably a little warmer and muggier here right now than Chicago.
It's about the same.
About the same?
Yeah.
I feel that no adaptation then. Lots of hills, though. That's a difference. What would you like to do next?
Well, we've got a round that's about a 400-year-old tune. It's called "He That Will an Alehouse Keep." And this dates back to, it was pretty popular in the colonial period.
He that will an alehouse keep must have three things in store: a chamber and a feather bed, a chimney and a hey nonny nonny, hey nonny nonny, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, hey nonny no.
He that will an alehouse keep must have three things in store: a chamber
that will
and a bell's kid
must have three things in store.
He that will and bell's kid must have three things in store: a chamber and a feather bed, a chimney and a hey nonny nonny, hey nonny nonny, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, hey nonny no.
He that will a nail house keep must have three things in store: a chamber and a feather bed, a chimney and a hey nonny nonny, hey nonny nonny, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, hey nonny no. He that will a nail house keep must have three things in store.
The Bow Street Players. That was absolutely beautiful. I want to be sure we get as much music in as we can. Thanks to Pete for your support during our Jumpstart the Future campaign. I noticed your contribution a few moments ago, and we appreciate it. And thanks for a couple kind words about the music you're hearing, too. I'm glad you're enjoying that. A few other messages just coming in that I didn't read fully, but I could tell they were really enjoying hearing the Bow Street Players today. All of these songs need an introduction because they're interesting. What's next?
Oh, well, the next one is a song by Andy Stewart of Silly Wizard that I first heard, I guess, at out in the...
Let me get you in a little closer.
Okay.
That's good.
At Graffiti back in the 80s, I guess, and it's fun, so... And it's not really about whiskey, but it's about living.
Oh, there's sober men aplenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a rambling rover, Frey Arkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. Oh, there's many that feign enjoyment from merciless employment. Their ambition was this deployment from the minute they left the school. And they save and scrape and ponder while the rest go out and squander, see the world and rove and wander, and they're happier as a rule. There's sober men aplenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a rambling rover, Frey Arkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world.
Well, I've roamed through all the nations, taken delight in all creation, and I've tried a wee sensation when the company did prove kind. That when parting was no pleasure, we drunk another measure to the good friends that we treasure, for they always are on our minds.
Oh, there's sober men aplenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a rambling rover, Frey Arkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. You're bent with arthritis, your bowels have got colitis, you've got galloping bollockitis, and you're thinking it's time you died. If you've been a man of action, when you're lying there in traction, you can gain some satisfaction thinking Jesus at least had tried. Oh, there's sober men aplenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a rambling rover, Frey Arkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. There's sober men aplenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, Frey Arkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world.
Buzz Street Players here, featuring Bob Stark, Matthew Boyce, and Harold, and Susan Hartker, and these, you know, very masculine shanty like songs. Susan, I noticed you listening so carefully, and
I don't play that one.
We have to find a role for you in these these songs. All three of them, all four of them, sound great together, and you can hear them at the Whiskey Rebellion Festival this coming Saturday. They will be on the stage, and we're getting a sample of some of the songs they do. What's next?
Well, this this song is going to feature Matt Boyce on the vocal, and it's a song called Red is the Rose. And it's an old traditional Irish song.
And out comes the flute from Susan. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have a couple multi-instrumentalists in the band, so you get to see and meet a lot of different instruments.
Yeah. Back when we were playing Renaissance music, they made me learn to play the recorder.
Mm.
But I got away from that now.
Come over the hills, my bonny Irish lass. Come over the hills to your darling. You take the road, love, and I'll take the vow that I'll be your true love for you.
the Boyne. But my love is fairer than any.
Matthew Boyce singing the lead, along with Harold and Susan Hartker and Bob Stark. What a beautiful song that was. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Are you still teaching music, or did you say you were?
Well, once a music teacher, always a music teacher. You teach someone somewhere. I know I taught in public schools for 33 years and retired 3 years ago. I'm now the director of music at my church, and I have a community choir in Washington called the Washington Festival Chorale, and we'll actually be kicking off the Whiskey Rebellion Thursday at when they kick it off at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I knew it was a three-day festival, and I forgot it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Correct.
Right? No, nothing much on Sunday, is that right?
There's a church service.
There's a car
church
show.
Church.
Yeah,
okay. Show, yeah.
Okay, Sunday. But so it's 4 days altogether, so a lot happening. And the Whiskey Rebellion Festival is in Washington, PA, not far at all from where you are if you're listening on one of our FM radio stations, unless you're in South Carolina or Ohio, but not far, about 40 miles or so south of Pittsburgh. It's not
30.
30?
Yeah,
it's even closer.
Gets
closer wherever you are. It doesn't take too long to get there at all. And it's just really delightful to hear all four of you play. Do you want to make any? So Beckett's out there. Would you like to say hello on the radio? You will if you just talk right now. Hi.
Hi.
You know what? I can't do that. I thought I could, but we'll find a way to do that a little later, I promise. I forgot your mic is not active right now. We'll make it active later, I promise. One of the grandkids here today. And I can tell she's enjoying listening to you.
She loves to sing along.
Yeah. What's the next song?
Well, the next song is a song that has a long title, although it's a relatively short song. And it's a song that was popular back in at the end of the 18th century with traveling groups that would go around to towns and put on performances. And the name of this song is The Tragical History of the Life and Death of Billy Pringle's Pig.
The Tragical History of the Life and Death of Billy Pringle's Pig.
That's it.
I've got it. And I see we've added a pianist to the band. It would be the aforementioned music teacher who all of a sudden is behind the keys. And you'll be hearing Matthew playing along with the rest of the Bow Street Players.
Have you not heard of Billy Pringle's pig? 'Twas not very little, nor yet very big. Have you not heard of Billy Pringle's pig? 'Twas not very little, nor yet very big. When 'twas alive, it lived in clover, but now it's dead, and that is all over. When 'twas alive, it lived in clover, but now it's dead, and that is all over. Billy Pringle, he sat down and cried. Betty Pringle, she lay down and died.
sat down and cried. Betty Pringle, she lay down and died. So there was an end of one, two, three. Billy Pringle, Betty Pringle, and Piggy Wiggy. So there was an end of one, two, three. Billy Pringle, Betty Pringle, and Piggy Wiggy.
That, the reverence with which you deliver that song exceeds its lyrics. I was trying to think.
You can say that. Yeah.
I mean that. Yeah. I mean that in the nicest way possible. It's fun
to.
Do you
need a hanky?
Oh, it's something. In the beginning, I thought it was a pick, not a pig. And I mean, from the title, and it makes sense when it's a pig to think about it. Billy Pringle sounds like a Kurt Vonnegut character, right? A little bit. And it's a nice song. I like it. I think I'm thinking about your original set list. And were there two more that you had in it, or three?
We do have two more. We kind of skipped over two. One based on time, but we can
okay.
go back to that one.
I think we certainly have time for two. We may have time for a third, but probably realistically it's two, so, I think.
Have,
so
we have two more.
So out comes the fiddle. And Bob is going to do that. I didn't know Bob played fiddle.
Yeah, so Bob plays a little bit of everything. So he's a multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah, between Matt and I, yeah. We own all the instruments.
And this is an instrumental.
Except Susan has all the flutes and crumb horns and every other recording. Crazy yeah. recorder.
Crumb horns. There's the Renaissance and Baroque.
That's it. So this is a combination of the Skyboat Song, which some people will recognize as a theme to the Outlander series, although it goes back to Bonnie Pinch, Prince Charles, who was trying to escape to the Isle of Skye. And then we combine that with Mari's Wedding.
Thank you.
That was pretty hard to keep still to listening. It's really fun to hear the range of music all of you do and are capable of. Even in this set, while your focus has changed a little bit over the years, you've still done a variety of things, which has been great to listen to. Somebody asked, where are you going to be? Precisely where will the Bow Street Players be during the Whiskey Rebellion Festival? And that's at the Bradford House, right, which is in downtown Washington?
We're going to play two sets. So the one is at the Bradford House, and then the other one is at the Main Pavilion, which is right on Main Street in Washington. So they're, it's like the Bradford House Garden. It's behind the Bradford House itself.
And that was Catherine who asked that question. I didn't mean to not identify you, Catherine. Thank you for asking. What are the times of your sets?
Well, the Bradford House set will be at 12:15 for about an hour to 1 or 1:15, and then we'll be on the main stage starting at 1:30 to 2:30.
Excellent. Yeah. So look for the Bow Street Players at that time. A great name. They all live on Bow Street. Makes you wonder, there must be something in the water there, something good in the water that you can pick up. Thank you for being here. Is there anything anybody wanted to say that I didn't provide you a chance to say?
Well, it's just been a real honor to be here and a great pleasure, and we thank everybody for their hospitality.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks to Malik and Robert for providing a great mix on a busy day. Is the next song, I wonder what it is. What's
it's our soundcheck song.
Oh, your soundcheck song. Yeah. You're going to recognize this song, I think. I think you will. Once again, the Bow Street Players.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got. Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do, and the old cow just goes moo. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing lower, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got.
Dogs and the cats, say take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the crickets fiddle. The donkey brays and the pony neighs and the old gray badger sighs.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing lower, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got.
Up to the top where the little birds sing and the melody with the high notes ringing. The hoot owl hollers over everything. Blackbird disagrees.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got.
Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and he's on his way. The otter hasn't got much to say. And the porcupine talks to himself.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, paws, or anything. It's a simple song, a little song everywhere. By the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear. By the grumpy alligator and the hawk above. My old weasel and a turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire.
I love it. A beautiful version of that song. Thank you to the Bow Street Players for being here with us today. It was terrific to have you here along with us. Look for them at the Whiskey Rebellion Festival starting this coming Thursday.